Yeah, the Elko series was a tough series. We expected it. You know, I think we've said it several times before, though. Everyone in the section is very tough. I think it's pretty apparent that we had probably the hardest, most competitive section in the state. So yeah, I mean, even we were a 2 seed, they were a 7. I mean, it's kind of interchangeable with a lot of these teams, right? So we knew that they'd be tough, and they were. You know, they jumped out in the first game early on us. They had they have a nice number one starting pitcher there, young kid, but Division One arm. So kind of back and forth there. You know, tied up the series. Was a must win against that same pitcher. Friday night, we were able to get in front early on that and win that game 4-2, and then finish up game 5 on Sunday, trying to get, got ahead of the rain there a bit and ended up closing that one out, come from behind again. I think we were down 4 rip at one point. So, but yeah, it was a win night for them. And, very tough competitive series, and just those games are nice, to kind of get under your belt and move on. So it helps prepare you get into state here coming up, and facing off against the St. Paul Mudden team, which we saw them early. We had a close game with them, came out on top, but again, I'm sure it'd be a little bit different scenario. See some different arms. They should probably have a full squad there as well as us. So. It'll be another good test, and here on out, the way the state tournament's formatted, single elimination throughout, so it's a little bit different this year. So we got to make sure that we're prepared as much as we can moving forward.
Do you like the way the bracket shook out for you guys?
The bracket, yeah. It's fine. I don't really care who you get paired up with. Eventually, you're gonna have to beat the better teams in there. So yeah, I think the bracket is the bracket. I didn't really go into depth of too in depth as to potential matchups down the road. I think I'm more just looking at one game at a time. With the single elimination format, that's all I'm really concerned with. And this week's game between next week's game after that is pretty spaced out. So right now I'm just kind of looking at it one game at a time.
So, yeah, you've already seen this St. Paul team once, like you said, expecting different arms. But what do you guys remember from that first game that you guys can take into this rematch?
I know that they're a young, kind of scrappy team. They have some more of a youth presence. They'll like to run. They'll like to do some of that stuff. So as long as we can eliminate those free bases, the walks, and play solid D, then I think that will kind of eliminate a lot of that stuff. I know that they did throw some of their better arms against us that night too. So hopefully we have some familiarities with that. But overall, I think if we stick to what we do best, and we have our lineup there the way we're accustomed to, through the playoff series, I think we'll be just fine.